The Purple Project Podcast, Women's Basketball Edition, Itty Gritty Third. Here with you guys on another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest in Kansas State athletics. Turning our attention to women's basketball. Yeah, I mentioned it over the weekend a little bit, or actually in the men's recap, which came out Sunday night. If you haven't checked that out, please do that as well. K-State women. I mentioned they're on the wrong side of the momentum stick, and they lose in overtime over the weekend against a team that they upset earlier this year, the Oklahoma Sooners. A couple of big games individually in this one, losing at the buzzer. How familiar has that sound? You got to go back to Iowa State earlier this year at home on a bank three there, and then here against Oklahoma there. And you lose at the buzzer here. Laura Mackey and Serena Sundell had huge games, and particularly Laura Mackey having a career game. And then I mentioned a bank three by Iowa State at the buzzer. Well, a three-pointer, same thing. As Oklahoma's Taylor Robertson nailed a three at the buzzer with no time remaining to hand K-State another heartbreaking loss in Big 12 play in this one as well. Oklahoma wasn't going to let 61 happen this time. Despite Iggy Oakley another double-double for the season, she only had 13 points and 11 rebounds. And also, adding on four steals and six blocks for her. And this one, Aoka Lee, staying on her, did set the school record for points in a junior season with 635, passing the previous record by Nicole Orlay. I might have butchered your name. I apologize for that. Who had previously 625 points there as well. So all kinds of stuff there, overshadowed by a buzzer beating three-pointer there by Robertson to dash any hope for K-State of leading this game here. This was a back-and-forth game. Obviously, Oklahoma had every answer here, but K-State in this one did what they had to do, but it was not enough. Obviously, Oklahoma led this game in the halftime, and then K-State had a strong second half. And, of course, like we've seen in the past couple years, this women's team lose on back-breaking at the end of game scenarios, situations. Iowa State won. You're going to have Oklahoma State on the road to this one. Serena Sundell, 24 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. Serena Sundell was 9 of 16, 5 of 9 from deep. She was red hot from downtown. Laura Mackey, 50% from downtown, 1 of 2, 17 points off the bench. She's been playing really well here down the stretch off the bench for Jeff Manning. Laura Mackey's been in this program for quite a while, 7 of 14 from the field there. 4 assists, 2 rebounds, again, career high, 17 points, and you lose by 3. Man, you just can't buy a break right now, folks. If you're a K-State women's basketball, particularly a K-State basketball fan, at that here, I am going to look at the rest of this, or at least really the last several games this month, putting a frustrating February in the books here. K-State, let's see, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, 2-4, 2-5 in the month of February, folks. K-State, 2-5 record in the month of February. They're glad to see February in the books. It's been a struggle since the red-hot start. And really, particularly since Aoka Lee dropped 61 on Oklahoma, the same team that she disowned this team back in Bramlage, and Oklahoma did their homework, and they weren't messing around this time. So now you turn the page to March, where senior night, the last game in Bramlage, or could be the last game in Bramlage, we'll see what if K-State's, I think, is still on track, still on pace to be in an NCAA tournament. There's no question about that. You got to win these two games here. Yeah, and maybe, I don't want to sound like the men's team. The men's team is obviously out of it, so I'm not going to worry about paying much attention to them. Yeah, I'd rather see K-State women's team in their regular season on a high note here. You have a chance to do that here against a 500 ball club, West Virginia, and then TCU, who really gave K-State problems at home the first meeting. And TCU is bad, 6-19. Yeah, the record says all there. So flustered why the K-State struggled with this team. I don't know, but you know, they took West Virginia to town in Morgantown the first meeting. So you're at home, senior night. I believe Simone Goodrich will be honored, as well as Jada Moore, I think, are seniors on this team. I think Laura Mack is a senior too. I have to double check on that, but yeah, you're two wins away from getting 20. I like to see K-State get these two games, and I know this all roads to this Big 12 tournament. KC for the women's side, anyways, leads for the women leads toward KU. That first matchup leads towards KU. That first round matchup. So we know how those two games have gone in the regular season for the women's side. So you like to see K-State, the women's side, kind of shake off what was a bad February to get some momentum heading into this tournament. So they've been kind of slowly trending the wrong direction. They're gonna need to somehow gather that whatever they did in the beginning of the year. They're gonna have to somehow reel it back in to March if they're going to make any kind of spark in the Big 12 tournament, and once they get in the tournament, make any kind of noise in the women's NCAA tournament for sure. But they're still on track. I don't have any concerns, but now they get on this losing streak, but you don't want to step on your own toes, especially you're knocking on pretty much entering February, you were like the top 16 seeds or whatever, ranked in the top 16 as far as the getting into the NCAA women's tournament concern. And I don't know where they are now as far as that goes. So yeah, I mean, they got the talent for sure, and we're not going to look forward to next year yet. There's unfinished business. K-State's going to have to somehow find a way to build momentum heading into the postseason tournament, particularly really first the Big 12 tournament. They're gonna make any noise for sure, but they got unfinished business. Obviously, senior night coming Wednesday night here in Bramlage at 6:30, with a couple of seniors will be honored there as well. I just mentioned two of them as well, and then you got TCU on the final Saturday of the regular season at 1 o'clock. Tip off a little bit after 1 o'clock down in Fort Worth there. So K-State, you know, when you look at it on paper, yeah, we can win it, but obviously it's been a struggle when you actually need to play these games. So, you know, for Jeff Minnie's team, they've been stellar with defensively at home. I expect them to follow that same trend on Wednesday night, the Pro Project Pocket. Oh, by the way, here real fast. Yep, K-State. I mean, this is kind of a big game. Now, you do not want to fall in the clutches of West Virginia. Now, you're 2-0 on West Virginia. West Virginia in the conference, 6-10, and you're 8-8. So, yeah, you want to secure if you can get a win against West Virginia on senior night, Wednesday night, then you secure sixth place in the conference. So, but you lose, you might be in trouble. So you're once contending for a Big 12 a spot up top. Now you're battling for a sixth seed there. That's really not where you want to be. But considering what I thought coming in here this year, they definitely passed my expectations this year. So hey, get this win. Let's lock up number six seed. And hey, gather the turtles and gather some momentum. So K-State 8-8 in the conference play. They've dropped to 18-10 heading into senior night against West Virginia at Bramlage, here in Bramlage, to say, on Wednesday night, midweek, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. And again, episode 80 of the weekly edition is now currently up wherever you listen to podcasts, as well with our special guest and definitely a returnee, Keelan Valentine, former K-State running back in the Ron Prince era as well. We are scheduled to have another one coming up on episode 89 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. So excited. And we're going to be talking about, yes, basketball. It'll be a basketball episode. So we had a football episode last week. We'll have this basically focused on the men's basketball team and maybe talk a little bit about the women as well. Spilled out the guests there as well. So definitely exciting times to be a part of this podcast. If you're not a subscriber to Triple P, the other K-State podcast, which is this one, but get on that now. Continue to spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, that's a wrap on another edition of Triple P. Go Cats!